Good afternoon. It's time for the Green Zone here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll be with you in the entire game as usual. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles about to kick off or about to start the game. We don't know who won the toss yet. Against the Bears, before the bye week, the line got up to 5 points because Jernigan back, DeSean Jackson back, Maddox back, Sidney Jones healthy, scratch. I did not feel great going into the Buffalo game. I feel pretty good about this game. Pat, how do you feel as we're about to kick off?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I feel good about this game. They don't scare me at all. I think in the pregame show I was talking about all the quote unquote the weapons that the Bears have, and I kind of laugh at it because I feel like we're talking ourselves into being scared of this team. But you know, you're facing back to back weeks. You're facing a bad quarterback.
Yep.
And if you get beat by Mitch Trubisky, you know, I had this conversation with a few people this week of, you know, you really think the Eagles can win? Blah blah blah. It's look, they should dominate this team. If they don't win, then that's room for panic.
Right.
But we should not be concerned whatsoever about the Chicago Bears. Their defense is good, no doubt.
Defense is good against the pass, but they have not been good against the run. The Eagles kicking off again. And the weather that was bad and blustery earlier, now it's just 50 degrees and just regular football weather. Their weather will not be a factor. Sunny and 50 degrees does not affect football players.
Yeah, and you know, it's definitely noticeable today when I walked outside, it was fall.
Yes, no, it was cold early, but right now at kickoff time, it's 52 degrees and sunny with not a lot of wind. So not a major weather problem. 610-632-0975. We'll talk to David Tuckman Tuck in about 2 minutes with his picks. I tweeted those picks out both from my account and the station account. So if you didn't get in early, that's on you.
Yeah, and you know, I took some of the on PlaySugarHouse.com, I took some of the player props of speaking of that running game of like Miles Sanders scoring a touchdown today. Same thing with Jordan Howard burning his old team. So I also took the sacks. It was 5.5 over for total for the game because I think they can get to Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, we got the Super Bowl outside corners back starting again. Darby and Mills with Maddox on the inside, and that is why no Sidney Jones, because Craig James actually plays special teams, and for whatever reason, Sidney Jones is too good to play special
teams.
You
know, I call me crazy. I didn't think he played that badly last week.
He didn't, but apparently on film, some of that was the quarterback.
Okay.
There may have been, apparently, now, that could just be selling because they like Maddox better.
Yeah, and that's totally believable,
but
by
there
the
may
way.
Have been guys a little bit more open, but the quarterback couldn't find them, and you don't want to play a guy just because the quarterback didn't take advantage of
him. Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the film doesn't lie. So if that's the case, and I didn't notice it, you know, good on the coaches.
And now we got a third and long quickly for the Eagles, and this has been a bugaboo for multiple
last
years
week,
now.
Man. Last week was bad.
Third and long has been a consistent problem.
You know, this is one of the reasons, though, why the Eagles didn't go out and really trade for anybody other than Jarrad Avery.
Who is dressed, by the way.
But looking at it, you know, Kamu Grugier-Hill is in there and gets the stop there.
He's back healthy.
Lost it down. He's back healthy. Deshaun's back. You just talked about Tim Jernigan. So they're looking at it like we didn't have to go out and trade anybody because we're getting all these pieces back.
And as long as they stay healthy, they're right. And on third down, guy might have been halfway open.
Yeah.
Wasn't open. But quarterback couldn't find him, and now
quarterback needs to make that play.
Yeah, I mean, he might have still been short, but it would have been 4th and 2, 4th and 1. Maybe he turns and gets it instead, 4th and 9, and now they'll punt, and David Tuckman Tuck is on the line. We tweeted out your picks, Tuck. Just for the people who might want to jump in on some live betting, what were some of the picks you made before the game?
Yeah, I like the under. First of all, hello. Nice to hear you guys.
How are
you,
buddy?
I love hearing you guys' voice. I'm good. Had a good week. Anyway, I'm liking Cleveland Denver under. If you look at the total score for the Denver games the last 4 or 5 weeks, they're all, you know, 16, 28, 33. They can't score. Joe Flacco's out, you know, not like Joe Flacco's any, you know, he wasn't any good or anything, but still, Cleveland has been so inconsistent. So I like the under in that game. I just jumped on Tennessee getting 3.5. I like that as well. I love the Patriots tonight. 3 points. I love the Patriots. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a tough time throwing the ball.
Real fast before you continue, it's a popular pick around the nation with people who aren't necessarily professionals like you, but guys who make picks. The Ravens have been a very popular pick, so you're liking the other side.
You can say it. It's me. My name's Pat.
It's not just Pat. It's a lot of people. Tyler, who's producing, Mike Lissinelli, who I work with during the week. A lot of people. Brian Westbrook, former Eagles player. A lot of people picked the Ravens.
It's disconcerting, though, that the guy who actually gets paid to do this
went the other side. That's why that one jumped out.
Listen,
to me.
You know, we can figure this out, Ben. Why don't we just, you know, Pat, you and I can just make a bet on the side. We can get rid of the juice. It'll be great. You know what I mean?
Sure. I'll do a half a unit. That for me, that's 50 cents. So
John, book, man. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Eagles, by the
yes.
way, I did not bet on this game, but I was leaning toward it. Man, the Eagles have bitten me all year long.
Don't
but
blame
I tell
you.
You, this is a game. This is the kind of game that really should be right up their alley. They're playing a quarterback that cannot exploit the Eagles' weakness, which obviously we all know is a secondary. The Eagles' run defense should be able to stop Montgomery, should be able to make that Chicago Bears offense one-dimensional. You know, and with Carson Wentz and the weapons they have now back and healthy, I do think the Eagles should be able to win this game fairly handily. That said, we've all been disappointed this year, but this is the big game for me. To me, this is the game the Eagles should win.
Yes.
And let's see them do it in somewhat dominating fashion.
Go out there and beat up a team, yeah. right, and make it comfortable. I agree with you now. From people, you're on with us. You don't only do football, though. How can people find you? In general, people have been asking, generally during the week or the outside of these three and a half hours that you're with us, how can people find you, Tuck, because people have been asking.
Yeah, I am on Twitter. I am Tuck on Sports, at Tuck on Sports. I post my picks. If you have any questions, you want to talk. I do a lot of hockey. I do a lot of football. That's kind of my get-go. That's where I make my money. So come follow me and check it out.
Appreciate that. And one last thing. I'm looking at it just about value. Right now, the Eagles minus 286 on the money line. Bears plus 220. Actually, up to 295 on Play Sugar House. Any value there if you are an Eagles believer?
Yeah, I think there's still value there. You know, I mean, obviously, I would have rather get it in before the game.
Right.
But, you know, you saw that first possession from the Bears. And, I mean, we haven't seen anything from Trubisky. I mean, at this point of his career, you know, it's kind of like, you know, put up or shut up time. And I just, you watch him play. He doesn't inspire confidence. I feel like if by halftime the Bears offense isn't rolling, we could see Chase Daniels in there, which might be better off for the Bears.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is a game the Eagles should win. And like I said, win handedly. It's just something they haven't done this year, but I still feel like the pieces are in place for the Eagles to make a run. Let's see them do it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. We will talk to you at halftime and see what action you may like then.
Okay, talk to you then.
Thanks a lot, man.
And DeSean Jackson gets in the mix. That's
DeSean Jackson with a non-deep ball. Now, he's apparently, for everybody that covers the team, he'll be restricted as far as snaps, not as far as what he does on the field. Total snaps will be the only restriction he's under. Apparently he can run the entire route tree. It's just a matter of how many plays will DeSean Jackson play.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have a double hernia. I don't know. When we were talking to Tuck, I cracked up because Nelson Aguilar had a catch, diving catch, nice catch.
Good catch, yeah.
But, man, he topped up and threw the ball in the air as if, like, look at me, I did it. I did it, guys.
You know, meanwhile, with Brady, he throws it low to those receivers every damn play, it looks like, and they all get down and get it. Third down.
Not a great throw.
I don't know if there was much of a throwing lane there. Are they going?
I think you kind of have to.
Aguilar again.
I think you kind of have to. I mean, that's a throw that I feel like I've seen Carson Wentz make where he drops it in there, and he missed them pretty badly. But
I'd like to see a replay, which we won't get from Fox, because why would they show us a replay on third down when the team's going for it on fourth down?
Hey, man, we got the A crew today.
I mean, but why not give us the replay? Because was there an extra safety there? We can never tell in real time because they don't get the replays. Yeah, from this yard line with a bad offense, I like going for it here. Fourth and two for the Eagles. 40-yard line.
Now, if they don't get it, I hate it.
I like it either way. Because of Trubisky, it shouldn't be able to get you 60 yards, let alone 80 or whatever.
Nice.
Big play.
Wide open.
And look at that. Ertz, who has been underused. Underused,
pumped,
Ertz.
He's pumped. He got right in that Bears defender's face.
And that relative to him, a little bit of run after the catch.
Yeah, I mean, and now granted.
He's wide open.
Now granted, yeah. Ooh, If he would have fallen over there, yeah. I would have lost it.
One, two, three. Leg got about look five, six, yeah. seven, 8 yards after maybe.
Eagles by 100 if he's getting yak.
If he's getting yak, forget about it. You are correct about that. Eagles now in field goal range and driving. 25-yard line, 15-yard gain.
But, you were talking about with Tuck, man. It's so true. They
look
need
at
to
this. big hole up the middle with Howard.
They need to impose their will on a bad team.
Oh, flag down means it's coming back. Puts them right back at the 35, takes them right out of field goal range. Those kind of penalties kill you. Those kill you because you're rolling along in field goal range. Now you go from the 25, and the kicker's been great all year. We talked about how we were very worried about the kicker. You talked about it. We talked about it, Pat. He's been great. You have 3 points, and that penalty may have just taken 3 points off the board.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And, it looks like a real call because, look, he's outside. That's a hold, and it's at the point of attack. You don't get 10 yards on that run without that hold. So it's a good call.
Yeah, you kind of question how is it that large, the hole? it was gaping.
You grab a guy from the outside of his pads
That'll do it, right?
Yeah. So now you're behind the sticks, little screen
pass
again. I like
the screen pass call here, though.
Blockers out front, and they're now...
Nice job by Miles Sanders.
Yeah, he took a big hit and
bounced
off of it with the bad shoulder.
Second one.
So that's a 19-yard gain on first and 20. Nice job.
Yeah, I like that play call there.
I'm with you. Look at that. Now, a lot going on. We're going to go around the league with scores. Big Sunday. This is kind of a chance for the Eagles to separate themselves a little bit from the league. Because Vegas, all the odds came out. The Eagles, including this Bears game, have the third easiest schedule in the NFL the rest of the way. So that component's there. Believe it or not, the Eagles have actually had a pretty tough schedule up until this point. Number two, despite the fact that they played both Washington and the Jets, other teams get to play those teams too. They have not yet got to play Miami and some of these other bad teams. The other part is, while we assume that it's division or bust, other teams have tougher schedules in the NFC to where wild cards in the mix. 5-4 with a bye week actually puts the Eagles in pretty decent shape to where if they split with Seattle and New England, which I think is possible, both games at home, if they split... they're in a spot to probably control their own destiny to make the playoffs. And we did not think we were going to be there before the Buffalo game.
Yeah, you know, I think you were out for the Dallas. Were you out for the Dallas game?
Yes.
You know, so I was talking to Tyler Zuli filled in for you. And, you know, obviously they got crushed that game.
Destroyed, yes.
But I said during the game, you know, I know this hurts because they're getting beat by a divisional opponent, but... this wasn't necessarily a must-win game.
On the road, you're right.
They're going to be down one game in the division. They could very easily go on a run with a bad schedule. I know this looks bad because it's the second week in a row, but they could easily get back into this. And, you know, history shows you that because they've done it the last 2 years.
This coaching staff seems to warm into a season. And probably you want a team that's going from week one on. But if you had to choose between fast starts or fast finishes, you want the fast finishes because a lot of times the team that peaks late is the one.
He was looking for Goddard whole time.
Yeah.
And
They moved the pocket, which I don't love. I know a lot of people like moving the pocket. My issue is the other side of the field where you move away, people basically stop playing defense there because it's so hard to throw across your body in the red zone because you don't want to risk a turnover.
Yeah,
because once he rolls right, anything that's happening to his left now is dead. And he got held there.
And I actually love when they roll right, stop, and then throw the other. Because you're right. People don't guard it.
Right.
They don't defend it. So
third and goal here. Is this still 4-down territory? Or do you just take the 3 points?
No, I take the 3 points.
All right, let's see. Maybe they don't need it.
Hopefully not.
If I'm him, I would have ran. All right, nobody open.
Yeah, I think
now you definitely
have to
kick it
down. I did go to play Sugar House for the game.
Sam Malu gets beat there.
That's a surprise.
Up the middle.
I wish Play Sugar House had a bet that we could bet how many times he gets beat by his man, because you'd win that every week. You just
now,
over.
There was good coverage there. I'm not saying that there wasn't, but the other guys held their men longer. But there was good coverage there, and it's sometimes hard to pass with limited weapons. DeSean Jackson, the one thing he's not great at, he's not a red zone threat.
No, he's not.
That's not what he does. So the Eagles' red zone offense did not get better with him
returning. You know, but when you have Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz, you should be all right.
Right. Well, the thought also would be Arcega Whiteside because he's big.
Exactly. And I was just about to bring that up. Is when he got drafted, all they did was show you highlights of JJ Arcega Whiteside from Stanford boxing out and being this huge red zone target. And it's one of the reasons I'm so out on him is because he can't get on the field when they need red zone targets. Yeah. I did go to PlaySugarHouse.com before the game and hit up some player props, and one of them was the first player to score a touchdown. So I had Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz, Miles Sanders, DeSean Jackson, and Jordan Howard.
So before we go to break, let's get Duffy at Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Duffy?
Hey, how are you?
All right, buddy.
Look, remember when Keo used to go right down into the end zone and get the first touchdown?
Yep.
This is what I'm thinking. Jackson, Ertz, line up wherever they want, meet in a touchdown. One catches, the other blocks. It seems like it's easy.
Well, you're wrong. If it was easy,
it would have happened.
No. I mean, like, T.O. used to do it right out of the end.
T.O. is
a Hall of Famer.
Top two wide receiver of all time.
Yeah, it's easy because T.O. was great.
But
it's not easy.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm just a suggestion there, Westy.
All right.
Okay.
610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, and good timing. Another three and out for the Bears. The Eagles will be getting the ball momentarily.
No, they won't.
Yeah, now I was running into it. They still get the ball.
Okay. All right.
Roughing, they would not have.
My bad.
They still get the ball, yeah.
I heard the call wrong.
Yeah, the Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And real fast, this weekend's programming is brought to you by BEPromoting.com. Are you a business owner looking for cool company gear, promotional items, or employee holiday gifts? Visit BEPromoting.com. That's BEPromoting.com for duffel bags to drinking glasses and everything else you need to brand your brand. So, Eagles right now need 7. They got 3 and it was nice.
Agreed.
But the only issue is, and this is where the trade thing comes in, they're still short a receiver, even with DeSean back, because you need multiple receivers with the pulse. Alshon, I think, post-bye will probably feel a little bit better with the calf. He'll get better. Aguilar's Aguilar.
Well, I think Alshon, too, will wake up with DeSean taking the top off the defense.
Yes.
You know, it'll open up things for him.
But in the red zone, it would be nice if they 100%. Just had one more guy. And that's where it's almost like I wish they were at the 30 trying to score than at the 5.
Yeah.
If they're passing. Because they're going to double team Ertz every time, which I don't blame them.
Oh, I'd do the same thing.
So now it's Goddard or an injured guy with a bad calf.
You know, and I feel like the defense, too, is gonna focus in on both tight ends, even if they're out there.
Right. Why wouldn't you?
You saw it on the one play.
They run it all over again.
Wentz rolls to his right, and he's staring down Goddard. It was obvious he wanted Goddard.
Yeah.
There was no throw there. He makes it anyway. Gets tipped. But you know, you're right. There's not a ton of threat there with DeSean.
In the red zone.
Yeah, you'd much rather have more space to work with.
Right.
And when you get down there, I think that's why they tried to run it a few times just to see if they could get it in, and it didn't work, and then they reverted to the pass. So I agree. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. That's what you thought you were getting in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He has yet to show up in Philadelphia yet.
And Hollins is supposed to be a vertical threat. We know he's not really a player. He was supposed to be the backup, like, to DeSean. Like, if, hey, this guy can run go routes. He can't.
Isn't that adorable to think about where we?
I mean,
where
that's
we
what they thought.
Fan base. We were you so know, naive.
Yeah, but here's the. That's not our fault because he hadn't played a lot. Obviously, he didn't play at all last year. The Super Bowl year, he had a couple of catches.
He did
a couple of catches. Then you figure DeSean, if he's going to miss some games, and we kind of now you see what Tariq Hill just did.
Yeah,
they just did the game break. Everybody watching with us.
You see what he just did? But
I liked it. Can a wide receiver on the Eagles do that?
No. But Deshaun can make big plays. But let's see how healthy he is.
But how bad is it, though, to echo your point that they thought they were solving a wide receiver spot in the draft, and you're looking at it like, no, they're going to need to do that again.
And there you go.
You're going to be losing Aguilar. A lot of people think that Alshon's gone. I don't.
No, I don't. Because his cap number is huge.
Exactly.
His dead money number is huge.
Yeah, and also the alternative of just trading him away for nothing, I don't get that either.
And then your starters are who? Because Deshaun's old.
To that point, you know, you're going to need to address the wide receiver spot in the draft probably again.
It stinks. Because you also probably have to address corner as well.
Yes.
Again, high in the draft, even though they've used a second and a third round pick and a fourth.
And then where do you go with safety, too? Because doesn't look like Malcolm Jenkins is going to be back.
No.
They haven't signed an extension. It doesn't look like
they're going to. No, he has 1 year left on the deal.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah. That was why they did not re-sign him. But my guess is there'll be a lot of turnover. So they're showing the returning play. Peters, I don't know if Peters ever returns. What I mean is he'll be healthy again. I believe that there's a chance the rookie just takes his job.
Yeah, you know, on the pregame show with Devon and Trey and Jason and Brian, Trey brought up, you say it's a knee, but we haven't really heard what kind of knee, what the severity is.
Right.
He's out, and it's fishy. And they're basically getting paid. Good job by Lane Johnson.
That should be first down. Yeah, it should be first down Eagles.
Jason Peters is basically getting paid a lot of money to be a teacher.
Yeah. And that's fine for this year because you've already committed the money to him.
Yeah.
Once he played, you get what I'm saying? Once he was on the roster week one, you committed the money. The good thing is he travels even hurt. He's one of the only guys that travels hurt. And he is constantly coaching up the linemen. And you spent a first-round pick and a Hall of Famer being in his ear and actually being willing. Because in the NFL, you know there's a lot of guys who are completely unwilling to help.
Brett Favre.
Yes, that's one of the examples. Joe Montana with Steve Young. Mm-hmm. He had no interest in helping him at all. So the fact that Peters is willing, it just means he won't be back next year.
Yeah.
But deal with your guy.
I mean, the fact that, and we saw that in the Super Bowl year, the fact that Peters was texting Big V.
Yeah.
You know, during halftime about what to do and what he should improve on and what to look for. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who had to earn his way into the NFL and Jason Peters and wasn't a first-round pick, wasn't given anything, really had to work at that position. So I think that's big, too.
They needed an inch. They just got an inch on third down.
Yeah.
It looks like they got it.
I mean, they're moving the ball pretty well. First time all season, I think the offense looked good in the first quarter.
And, you know, the issue with the Bears defense, they say, is the amount of snaps that they play. They're showing the graphic online, if you're watching with us, about how dominant they were the first four games, kind of giving up 12 points a game. The issue is a lot of those guys, free play, it looks like.
Yep,
free play, let's go. Yep, throw it, that's fine. Carson throws it away. Apparently the amount of plays that they had to play early wore them down.
Well, I think we can echo...
Because of the bad offense.
We can commiserate with that because of Chip Kelly, so...
Yeah, and then other teams make adjustments, okay, run the ball on them. Why? Because you don't need to get in the shootout. They don't score enough. So we can run it 30 times, and if we're up 10-0, we feel comfortable because 10 against the Bears is like 20.
No, I mean, look.
And that's how they look at it. So now this defense, they can't get, if you don't get a, how can a defense get after the quarterback if they're playing from behind all the time?
Yeah, compare it, it's kind of like the Phillies offense. You know, all of a sudden you're in a 4-0 hole in the top of the first every game.
And it's right, and now everybody's swinging for home runs.
It's depressing, man. It really is. If you're a defense, you're like, you mean to tell me we have to hold teams under 10 points to win?
Ertz again, you can tell this was game planned.
You know, and
you can tell this was game planned.
Oh, yeah.
Ertz back involved.
That's one of the reasons I took Ertz, every prop bet that Ertz, that Play Sugar House had, I took Ertz in the over and Ertz in touchdowns because I figured he would be a key target here. This offense, you know, I wanted Howie to go out and make a trade. It wasn't.
I agree with you.
I wanted to make a trade for the sake of making a trade. We'll never know what some of these pieces could have cost. We weren't in the room, but I will give Howie credit because going out and getting Jordan Howard for a 6th round pick, you mean to tell me the
trade of the year?
Yeah, you mean to tell me the Bears couldn't use him right now?
No, they say that the Bears absolutely miss him because they don't have a guy who they can control their line of scrimmage the way the Eagles can.
It's amazing.
It's made a difference. And you're going with Tariq Cohen, who's a nice player, but he's small. It's like going with Sproles as your primary back.
You know, every single offseason, there are teams that make dumb decisions that will give players away Jordan Howard.
He's 24 years old.
It's insane.
24 years old. You just give up. How about just have him back, and then at the end of this year, you say, okay, we want him or we don't. Why do you need a low draft pick for a guy who's that age?
I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all.
And look at that, 3rd and 1. Sanders now running much better in between the tackles.
He's really come on the past 2 weeks.
Now, you mentioned PlaySugarHouse.com. Obviously, we are the Green Zone. Eagles right now, not a lot of value as far as the money line. -590. That, to me, wouldn't make a lot of sense. But there are point spread. You can bet either 3.5, 10.5, 11, or 17.5. There's value on all of those picks.
Let me get the 17.5.
And the total points now, over under 30.5, 37.5, 38, and 43.5. So still a lot of action on this game and the others on PlaySugarHouse.com. But just so you know, probably not great value unless you're very rich to bet -590 on the money line. Unless you're rich.
I mean,
I'm
not personally going to take that, but I mean, 17.5.
That's what I mean. There's some action there, 17.5. You get +235, so tons of value there if you think they're going to smoke this team. Tons there. Now, Tyler, you're in there. How about we go around the league real fast with some scores? Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. As we kind of expected, it's the Bills all over the Redskins early. They're up 10-0. They've scored on both of their possessions so far. No score in Carolina between the Titans and the Panthers, but the Panthers do have the ball with about 4 minutes left. The Chiefs, you saw that Tyreek Hill touchdown early. That was the only score of the game so far, but the Vikings are on the Kansas City 21 with about 5 minutes left. The Jets are up 7-0 on the Dolphins. Jameson Crowder has 4 catches and 50 yards already and a score. Of course, the Eagles 3-0. 3-3.
One's real fast, Tyler. 3rd and 1. Let's just get this play and we'll go right back to the score. Sorry about that. Eagles call a timeout. 3rd and 1 here. They're in the fringe of field goal range. Rollout pass.
Got him.
Wow. And who is it to again?
Zach Ertz.
And look what he's doing. Look at Yak Zach. Inside the red zone here on the green zone.
Oh,
Eagles first and 10.
Eagles by 100.
Third catch already for Ertz. All right, go ahead, Tyler. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So, of course, we got the Eagles 3-0, and they're driving. The game that's moving the quickest right now is they're already in the second quarter. It's the Colts 3 and the Steelers 3.
Second quarter?
Yeah, there's a lot of running the football. And it's only 3-3.
Yeah, so, wow. Okay. All right. Well,
the Eagles game's about to be in the
second quarter.
That's
true. It's about to be in the you're right.
So, Jacoby Brissett has thrown 3 passes.
Okay.
And
Wentz has probably thrown, what, 10
they've
already?
They've run the ball 8 times, and the Steelers have thrown the ball 10 times, but Mason Rudolph has a pick.
Okay.
Wow. I had Indy in that game. Indy +1.
Now, while we were at commercial break, briefly the Bears had the ball. Brandon Graham got the second down sack to make them 3rd and long. He now has 6 sacks in the last 5 games.
Yeah, you know,
re-signing him? Smart move, Howard.
I gotta eat crow, because, man, was I bashing Brandon Graham. And
it's fair, though. You're calling it how you see it.
As long as
you say now he's playing well, you're good.
I gotta admit I was wrong, because he's shown up. I mean, I think at one point after the Jets game, I asked you, I think he had at that point 3 sacks. And I said, all right, over under for the season, 4 sacks. Boy. Total for the entire season. So I'm saying, this guy might get 1 sack for the rest of the year, and Brandon Graham has shown up every single game, except Dallas, because I don't really think anybody showed up for that game.
That was tough. I think Dallas is also a bad stylistic matchup. The coach is going to have to figure something out because of the speed that they play with. But this is what the hater is. Fans need to hear this. We're supposed to criticize and praise as we see. So if we're criticizing a guy, it's because that's what we see. You're only a hater if once you see a guy play well, you continue to hate, or you're angry that you were wrong, then you're a hater.
Those are the worst people.
Yes.
People that would rather be right than be wrong and have their team succeed.
Right. That is when you're a hater. We're all glad. I'm assuming. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're glad that Brandon Graham is now playing at a very high level.
Thrilled. I mean, I was ripping him because he was.
And he should've.
Every week he does this thing where he picks So Chicago, I'm guessing it was deep dish pizzas, but he would yell at the offensive lineman, like, I heard you're giving out deep dish pizzas today. And that means, like, you know, you're giving up sacks.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting them. And I was ripping him for it. And all of a sudden, he started eating.
One thing that apparently has really helped was the continued health. We forget that the Saints game didn't just hurt the Eagles. This year, it hurt them into last year. I mean, it hurt them into this year. So remember, the Eagles were up 14-0 and driving at that point. Nick Foles throws, Ertz is wide open. Foles underthrows him, and it's intercepted. Then the Saints drive down the field. On that drive, they do a fake punt. On that fake punt with Taysom Hill.
I hate Taysom Hill.
On that drive, one player, Brooks, tears his Achilles. On that drive.
Yeah.
On the offensive before the interception. Then as they come down, that's when Fletcher Cox hurts his foot and has to have surgery. Remember, that's January. He's just now getting back healthy.
That's a great point, Ty.
That all happened in that short play. Like the play before the interception, up 14-0, Brooks tears his Achilles. He's out for the game. And then you lose Fletcher Cox, who stayed in the game, but he was in and out the rest of it because with serious foot surgery, his health apparently has helped Brandon Graham, which was a long-winded point out of why, part of why Brandon Graham has played better, because Cox is in better. All right, there you go. Just get on the ground, Carson, third down.
Yeah, Ty, I didn't even thought of that, but you're so right. You know, I think
big injuries in that game.
A lot of people hear recovery time and just assume, okay, you'll be 100%. Sometimes it's not that easy.
That's get back on the field time sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, if you notice, Brooks, way ahead of schedule, has played at a great level. Fletcher Cox, not everybody heals the same. First of all, an Achilles and a foot are not exactly the same injuries. Achilles have come a very long way. Foot injuries have not come nearly as far along away. We've seen guys like Kevin Durant basically miss a whole season with a foot injury. We've seen it. It's the point. We've all seen it. Now the Eagles will go from 3rd-7 to 3rd-2, it appears. Unless it's going to 3rd-12. Let's see what happens. Now that's the tackle who's right over the ball, which is unbelievable. That gets taught. Literally, kids out there or parents who coach kids, make sure your defensive tackles do not go offsides. They're right over the ball. Don't move until the ball moves. You're right over the ball. If it's an end, I understand.
Yeah,
but
really
they're pushing, trying to get to a quarterback. You're right by the ball. It's unbelievable that happens in Little League, high school, college, and professional football, that tackles constantly go offsides when they're right over the ball. Nose tackle.
Isaac Seumalo was all over it, though.
3rd-2. Oh, yeah, he was all. 3rd-2, which I don't know helps or hurts the Eagles. Empty backfield.
I absolutely hate that play.
I hate that
they
play.
Do it. They need to take that play.
Now they instead of doing it with Aguilar, they do it with the guy who might be able to break a tackle.
But still,
but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and I feel like it's so predictable now that wide receiver bubble screen. Granted, as you said, it's with Sanders now, but
who missed the block? Missed the block? Ertz missed the block.
But they rarely end up getting their blocks down. Rarely on this play. I mean, when was the last time you saw that play work for big yardage? And they get hit behind the line of scrimmage. Like, they might have went for it on 4th-2. You're not going to go for it on 4th-5.
No, and I think, and now the kick is up, and it's good.
But it's like what you talked about, man. You need 7 there because you can't. You should already be up 14-0, and this game should be over. Instead, you're having to settle for field goals because
and DeSean Jackson went to the
play calling. Dog, that's great. Okay, awesome.
So, 610-632-0975. Cool. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
And the Bears have a 3rd-8 coming up. Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom design. for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 3rd and 8. We know about the Eagles' issues with 3rd down. And also after the game, Fanatic post-game show. Join Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. 3rd and 8. What do you think, Pat?
I like their chances of getting a stop here. They've been dominating this Bears.
Must be a false start here.
So inept offense.
It's going to be 3rd and 13. 3rd and 13.
I'll tell you what.
Timeout, because there was going to be a delay of game.
To go back to not, you know, getting touchdowns, having to settle for field goals.
Yes.
The quicker you get up in this game, and I don't mean 6-0 up. I mean 14-0 up. The quicker the play calling the Chicago Bears is going to focus more on Mitch Trubisky having to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And that is going to greatly benefit your defense.
You're right.
So, you know,
stop here would be big.
It's great that they're up. Don't get me wrong, but they need to get a stop, as you just said, and then punch it in the end zone. Mike Trout is sitting there waiting for his touchdown ball. He pays a lot of money for those seats. He wants his damn touchdown ball.
Now, Deshaun is on the stationary back, and he has his helmet. For people, that's a little update. 3rd and 8 here after the Bears timeout. They only have one left in a half, so that's something to watch for. With 11 minutes left in the quarter, they only have one left. And if there's any challenge, obviously, they could possibly lose that one. So that's something to watch early in the second quarter. All right. No time for Trubisky.
They got him.
Yeah, they got him. Fletcher Cox straight through misses. And then, is that
Derek
the new
Barnett.
Guy?
It was Derek Barnett, and it might be. But
no, it wasn't Derek Barnett.
Well, Derek Barnett got announced, so I don't.
That wasn't Derek Barnett. They showed the guy who actually got. Fletcher Cox came straight through.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's Sweat. It's Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat, yes.
Yeah, so
Barnett. That was
so
Barnett,
Derek Barnett
who missed
him. Josh Sweat
with a sack. Once again, now we have to give
is
credit where credit is due.
Is that
going to be half a sack? No, I don't know. It might be
falling?
half to
Either
both.
Way, it's a great stop.
Great stop. Eagles get the ball with good field position. Should be good field position. Once again, 13-0. This game's over, sports fans. 9-0, it is not over. Need a touchdown here from the Eagles.
Well, I mean, I went on PlaySugarHouse.com and hit up that 17.5 bet.
Yeah, fair catch here.
I just cannot
Eagles
envision.
Get the ball at the 38. Sproles back out there, so no Boston Scott fumbling. One thing that he does do is catch the ball.
Hey, Boston Scott was a force last week, punching that ball in the end zone.
He was. You know,
I mean, we can't take that away from him.
Yes, that's why he was the Club Tyrone member yesterday, and that's by training camp. Get IT certified fast online at trainingcamp.com. He was last week.
All right, he's not coming to the movie with me.
That's 6-0. Eagles now minus 670 on the money line on PlaySugarHouse.com. The point spreads now you can get 4.5, 11, 11.5, 17.5. So it was 3. You can't get it at 3 anymore. 4.5 is now the cheapest you can get on PlaySugarHouse.com if you're doing Eagles Web Tuck at halftime. All right, we have a new thing, Pat. I don't know if you know about it. We have the Fanatic Pro Shop.
I love this idea.
Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. Open for browsing now, just in time for what? The holiday gift shopping season. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com.
I love that idea.
I do too.
Especially with the ideas that we have a lot of creative people here, and some of the ideas that we can come up with for all four teams, and it's going to be fun. This is the infancy, obviously, but I think when it grows, it's going to be
A lot of fun. And then who knows, by FanFest, you know, that's obviously our flagship event. There's no telling what kind of merchandise we might have available by FanFest, and maybe we're all wearing the same shirt. Who knows?
We'll be giving away FanFest tickets probably in 2 weeks or so.
No. 3.
Now, give it 3.
Now, you have an update from the Colts game. I know a lot of people are interested in Frank Reich and the Colts. A lot of people think that they're a dark horse Super Bowl team possibly around the league. You have an update there, Tyler, with the Colts.
Yeah, so Jacoby Brissett left the game. Apparent leg injury. They're not sure if it's knee or ankle. He did walk off on his own power, so it doesn't look too serious. But Brian Hoyer came into the game. The Colts were already in the red zone. He threw one pass, found Jack Doyle in the end zone, so the Colts are now up 10-3 over the Steelers.
Love that. I got the Colts.
You got the Colts there. So, that's just something
bets
to watch for. So if you do not believe in Brian Hoyer, you can get on PlaySugarHouse.com and hedge your bet a little bit. They're showing DeSean Jackson on the sideline as the Eagles take the ball on first down. My guess is up 6-0. He's on the sideline, which means he's probably available, because otherwise he could have just went and took the shower. But up in the lead, I don't think you're going to see him again.
I tend to agree with you. I think especially if they score right here.
Yeah.
I never want to see Mac Hollins play a meaningful snap.
I agree with you completely.
I understand that DeSean is hurt, but just for my own sanity and my own peace of mind, seeing Mac Hollins waste everybody's time out there,
honestly, I'm at the point where after one guy goes catchless for the whole month of October in Mac Hollins, I understand he has not earned it. I understand it. I would put Arcega Whiteside out there just to see, hey, Rook, I'm going to give you another shot. I can't have Hollins out there again. I can't.
100% agree with what you're saying, and I think a lot of people echo that sentiment, but it's very concerning that the coaches who watch this guy every day go, nah. You know, like, that's glaring to me. Because
bad camera work, but it appears to be another great catch by Zach Ertz, it appears. We didn't get to really see it, because the camera did not follow the ball.
Cameron definitely thought it was going to Aguilar in the flat. But
they're showing that Hoyer touchdown.
But yeah, I mean, this guy can't beat out Nelson Aguilar and Mac Hollins.
Not even in a certain set.
Yeah,
how about just a package? A red zone package.
Anything.
A jumbo package where we bring in an extra tackle. We have double tight and the one wide receiver or second wide side. Let's be big. You would think that on a package, he can win a package.
I mean, if you're a cornerback, And you look across and it's
first
Mac Hollins
throw, and surprise, surprise, Alshon and him can't hook up deep because
wasn't a good throw.
I don't know about that.
I don't think it was a good throw.
I have a feeling that there was a person supposed to be a little further up the field. I have a feeling.
You make Alshon out to be like he's like in a walker.
A little further up the field.
Like he's
once
like
again
an old
though,
man in a
we don't get a replay. Like, I don't understand this. Why by rule do we only get one look at a play? They're not in the huddle. They went to the huddle. Did they just huddle?
Yeah, let me.
So this is all replay time. There was a 4-second play. Show us again so we can see. He's 10 for 13. I don't know what's what.
You think it has anything to do with the NFL wanting you to buy the All-22 tape?
Yes, absolutely. And All-22 tape, by the way, is the worst thing to ever happen. Because what you end up with is people taking screenshots and not knowing what they're looking at.
I was about to say, you get armchair quarterbacks who, you know, were CYO honorable mention their freshman year at Cardinal Doherty, and they think they're genius football minds. And
South College High School, St. Joe's Prep.
Absolutely. I played varsity 3 years.
Pesalkin, Woodrow Wilson.
I'll tell you what. For everybody listening, there's nothing that we love in sports radio more than when you call up and tell us you played the game. We absolutely adore
another,
that.
Another neutral zone violation.
They're the killing Bears, them with that.
You know what? The Bears, though, look at the Eagles are already on the plus side of the 50. They're down 6-0, and they know that if the dam's going to break sooner or later, Eagles are actually going to get a touchdown, and they know the game's over.
That's the second one from him, too. I can't see.
And I don't think it's hard count because I don't think he's hard counting. You see? Because I don't think it was a hard count situation. Because look at the Eagles guys. You know how guys like they peek in and stuff like that? I don't think it's a hard count. I think they're just
Just trying to time it. Yeah. I agree. I think they're trying to time it and get to the quarterback. I mean, granted, you're going up against Lane Johnson. He's one of the better right tackles in the game, so you kind of understand
and
it.
But especially now that they're running the ball again. He's been much better now that they've run the ball than he has early when they were pass heavy.
I mean, this helps out tremendously. 30 inches here.
And now I have two plays to play with here. If I don't get it here, I go for it.
And you didn't get it here. I agree with you. You got to go for it. Now,
I'm going for it.
Backed up to about.
We'll see what forward progress is. Yeah. I don't know why you don't quarterback sneak there, though, with Carson Wentz.
That's what I thought they were going to do. And then he backed up and handed it off. I would have quarterback sneaked it myself, but. Shockingly, Doug doesn't call me up for play advice.
Like, I don't understand it. Carson's been all but one of the sneaks all year.
It said forward progress. He 4th and inches. So I thought he lost a yard, but that's good.
So now fourth down.
And they will go for it.
They go for it. I am quarterback sneaking again. If I don't get it, then they have to go 60-plus yards again.
I'm with you. I mean.
So the Eagles, which means they're not going to quarterback sneak. There's going to be some sort of misdirection. I believe they will put the ball in Carson's hands, though. Right, play action, a rollout of some kind, something like that.
I think that's overthinking it.
Oh, I agree, but why do you call a timeout if it's just going to be a quarterback sneak?
I agree with you. I think it's going to be a play action fake rollout, but you know, I think that's just way overthinking things. I mean, just get the first down.
And I agree with you.
You're starting to impose your will on this defense, and now you're risking giving it all up. I'm just, you know, it's still a one-score game.
I agree with
you. They're dominating them, but it's still a one-score game.
Now, you know, the Eagles, they're playing Sunday, 1 o'clock this week, bye week next week, but coming up in December, there's a Monday night game that they have. And you can win the Ultimate Birds fan experience. Two tickets to the Monday night game, December 9th, field passes and a VIP tour on the ESPN broadcast truck. Now, think about that. You get to go out to the broadcast truck. Eagles safety Roddy McLeod has set a goal of raising $23,000. We should be able to do that for the America Association for Cancer Research, the first and largest organization dedicated to finding cures for all cancers. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate. Make a donation to Roddy McLeod's Race to 23K campaign, and your donation automatically enters you for the Ultimate Birds fan experience. Donate today to support cancer research, and you could win exclusively from Eagle Safety Roddy McLeod, the AACR, and 97.5 The Fanatic. That'd be pretty cool to go out to the ESPN broadcast.
Absolutely. You know, and Roddy McLeod is a guy who walks the walk.
Yep, he really lives it. He lives it.
I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times when he's come to the station, but the AACR is something he's really close with. I think his grandmother suffered from the horrible effects of cancer, and he's just dedicated his celebrity, if you will, to finding a cure for it, and did it last year, did doing it this year. And
yeah, and last year was tough because he got hurt,
yeah,
but he was still active. But it's harder to bring awareness when you're not playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this year he's back healthy, he's out there, it's week 9.
But he offers up this great package. You know, you make a donation, you're doing it to a good cause, and you know, if you win, it's great. But if not, still, you know, you're donating to a worthy cause, and I think that's something that's affected all of us one way or another.
Oh, so. Absolutely. I don't know anybody who hasn't been touched by somebody who has cancer, who has had cancer or unfortunately had cancer in the past tense.
So go to the website and donate.
Yeah. Do that. Enter. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money, obviously. It could be a dollar.
Just whatever you got.
It could be a dollar.
You know, if you win a dollar,
I don't like this shotgun. I don't like this shotgun. I don't like this shotgun.
I don't like this at all.
Not even with the zero high safety?
I don't like this.
No.
I don't like this.
No, this screams bottle screen. Oh, God.
Miscommunication. Miscommunication.
I hate that.
And look who he's throwing to.
Our JJ Arcega-Whiteside.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a flag, but, man, I hate that.
I hate that. It might be on the Eagles.
That is overthinking.
Let's see what it is. Oh, rough of the passer.
They got away with one.
Let's see. Well, the camera work has been so shaky.
You're right.
We don't know. Maybe my guess is a slap to the head. But I haven't seen it.
Well, when I say they're getting away with one, it's because I don't like
terrible
play call. Yeah. So you're.
But
you're,
I don't like. You're getting and then there's miscommunication between the quarterback and the. Oh yeah, that's late.
Okay.
That's late. That's a good call.
I mean,
and then he puts his hand up. Why push him there? The ball's gone. Look at this. Ball's gone. Why? Now, also, rookie,
JJ
there's two men inside. No, there's two men inside. The ball has to be thrown outside, yet his head is inside. You're a rookie. You saw the defense. Now we saw a replay for once. Two men are inside, right? So doesn't the pass have to be outside if you're in? If you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is he doing looking inside?
Another thing that annoys me with this entire receiving core is that, and you just saw it there with the replay, they just look for flags.
Uh-huh.
Constantly are just looking
get the damn ball
for flags.
You're absolutely right, Pat. You're absolutely right.
It's like, yeah, just get up and get the damn ball. Stop. Every time somebody sneezes on Nelson Aguilar,
he's looking for a flag.
You know, you'd think it's the magic bullet from Kennedy. It's a Pruder film and looking for flags. Like, dude, just fight through it and get the ball. That's a key first down they got bailed out of.
Yeah.
It's a dumb mistake by the Bears.
Dumb mistake by the Bears and dumber, but I don't like, it's fundamental. Now, maybe it's not complete. What I'm saying is his eyes are inside and with two defenders inside rather than outside where there's no defender. I just don't understand fundamentally why and that's why he's not on the damn field.
You know, and
that's why he doesn't make any catches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.